Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining me for this week's episode of the Goddess Divine Podcast. I wanted to jump in here really quick because I haven't had a chance to record anything new for the show. I'm currently in the process of packing up my entire house. I'm still working, you know, full time, and I'm moving in the next couple of weeks. So it's been very chaotic and very hectic and overly busy. So I haven't had a chance to do anything new. And I thought what I would share, if you haven't heard, one of my first practice sessions with the goddesses, with a friend of mine, and I thought I'd put it here and you could see really some of the challenges that I had and some interesting information that came from it. So I hope you enjoy, and I will be back soon, hopefully very soon, with some new episodes. Everyone, take care. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to this channeling session. About once a week, once every other week, my friend Erin and I will sit down to practice channeling different beings, different realms, and I am slowly moving into working with the goddesses more to help people look at things from a different perspective, and it's new territory for me, kind of. So what you're going to hear is really my foray into working with the goddesses and connecting with them and just really being in a position to receive the information that they want to share. So you get to get some insight into what that looks like, some of the challenges I may have with hearing some of the information or receiving it. And yeah, enjoy this episode of, or maybe the first episode of Channeling the Goddesses. Thanks.
Okay, ask me who's here. I just want to see if I feel like somebody's here, but I don't know. I could be really wrong. So go for it and let's see if somebody shows up.
All right. So is there an energy here? And if so, can you tell us what energy?
Oh my God, I'm laughing. I heard, yes, there is. There's a pleasant one.
Wow. Okay. Where, what realm or dimension? Or what type of energy are you?
First, I heard that there it is a goddess that would suit you well.
Suit me well?
Suit her is what I heard.
Oh, that suits her well. You, okay. Mm-hmm. What is your name?
I'm asking her again. I keep asking her, but she just says, I am a new frequency for you. Hold on. Okay, I don't know if I'm hearing this right, but I swear first, I heard Demeter. I swear that's what I heard, but ask me if that is what it is, because I don't know if I'm making that up or if I heard it.
Okay. Wait, let me ask this. Are you an old energy or are you a newer energy?
Okay, there's more than one here. That's why. She said, we are new.
New, oh, so like newly created, newly born, or new to our Earth dimension?
She said, no, we are new for her.
Okay, so they're just new to connect with you, Deanna.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay, just wanted to confirm that. So they're, yeah, okay, got it. Sorry. Okay, so then your name is Demeter?
She said, we are three.
We are three. Who are the other two?
Okay, she said Hera or Hera.
Okay.
Hera, and I swear it's Demeter, but I'm like, is it just two or three? Because I cannot pick up the third one. There's an owl associated with the third person because I can see it.
Okay. As I'm like gonna look online really quick.
Yes, please.
Okay, great.
I heard Athena.
Athena. Okay. Okay, and
she said the owl is a representative for me. That's interesting.
Okay, perfect. So then what message do you have for us today?
First, I said we come as three to speak, to address any ills or woes, any ills or woes you would like them to speak of. Any suggestions that you may have, they are willing to to address is what they said.
Okay. I feel on the spot now. All right. So then I guess, or go ahead.
It can be about the world too. I swear, yeah. Athena, I swear I can almost see her. This is crazy. Okay.
Okay. Well, what I guess, so then what message would you like to share with the world right now, given our current state of chaos?
At first I heard, we share a message of truth and revelation that we will carefully reveal is what I heard. Carefully revealed is what I heard, about the chaos on your planet that is wreaking havoc on the thoughts of man. First, you said thoughts of goodwill need to be centered, because many of you speak ill words to one another, creating ill minds. Thus, due to your thoughts or your ill minds, it creates an ill nature, is what she's saying. I feel like she's speaking to me in a sing-song fashion. And you're acting from your ill minds and from wounds, mm-hmm. from your own wounds. And that is what is wreaking havoc. You covet from one another, is what she said. You covet resources, even another's skills. And it is due to this and thoughts of lack that is wreaking havoc on your planet. And this is what Hera is what she's saying.
Huh, okay. So what can we do? Because, you know, we can't always change other people's minds, you know, and teach people to think in a more positive, goodwill nature. But for those of us that
are... She says, no, you can.
Oh, okay. Well, tell us how.
She said, together. She said, the behaviors of one, the behavior of one person is just as important, because when you are gentle and kind towards one another, and when you speak good words, you lift up each other. And it has what you were talking about earlier, she says, which is the ripple effect.
Okay, that makes sense.
It has a ripple effect. It creates like this, if you look at a well, which is what she's showing me, a well, and like a water is springing forth, the more is springing forth, and it's spreading. She said, that's what it is. When you say kind words to one another, it goes far beyond, it goes beyond further than what you think. It impacts people more and more and more. And she also said, it is like you are showing love through the kindness of your words.
Okay, that's nice.
And that it does help to shift people.
So what about for those, because there are some people who are just, have so much trauma that it's, you know, no matter how good someone is, they'd still have that, I guess, wall up or, you know, blackness in their heart, so to speak. That is that something that can still be changed by just, you know, as this example you're giving of good words?
She said, for those who do not wish to receive good words, it is their choice. That many people block it off from their hearts. That she's saying that many people are having trouble even receiving good words about themselves down here. So when you receive a compliment, you block it off. But it is a choice that you're making. It's like you deliberately are blocking off someone's ability to share love with you or receiving the love from someone else. And that it is a choice. But it doesn't matter, even if that person still is uncomfortable, if it causes discomfort, you still need to show that love, because she just said love penetrates all. That's what she said.
Okay, perfect. I think she might be calling me out here. No. Okay, perfect. Perfect. Okay. And then, so what, for those that are listening, that will hear this and that do have problems receiving that love, what advice can you give to them?
She's saying it's not so simple, because profound healing needs to take place within themselves. Self-love is the journey, is what she said. It's making connections with others, learning to feel love, show love. But for the person who is having trouble receiving, or the person who's had trauma, is what she just said, it's going to be a difficult task. There's no simple steps that she could provide, like a 1, 2, 3. She's saying for each, as a general advice, it's dependent on the person, their level of trauma, their ability to ask for help and receive that help, and their willingness is what she just said. It's their willingness to want to work on themselves. And she said forgiveness has a lot to do with it, but each man must make their choice. And she said many men here have a troubled heart.
Like men is in the male species?
She said, she's speaking generally.
Is what, or men as a whole.
She said she's speaking generally, but more men than women. Because of how they have been raised to block off their hearts.
True facts.
Mm-hmm. And she's showing me too. It's like, she literally is showing me like men, and there's a literal cage around their hearts.
That's actually kind of what I was envisioning when I was making my little side comment earlier. But okay. That's a lot right there in itself. So is there something, I mean, actually, I guess my question is, are we on the right path to open men's hearts? Because I know it seems like the younger generation is more, they're more open to emotions and being themselves and, you know, I guess ambiguity, if that makes sense, than just, you know, the old fashioned, like a man does this and a woman does this and don't cross that border.
She said, this is interesting. She said there is a frequency change. That's interesting. Of the male species, the male order. She said first the species, then she said the male order, that there are more willing men who are looking to understand themselves, to look within themselves, to understand like their place within the world and how they have been trained is the word she said. How they have been trained to be here. So yes, there, and she even did say there is a planetary shift that's happening here, but it's also due to our willingness to open our hearts and shift our beliefs about something similar. Something like this that seems so small, but it is not. For man to shift his mind about his place, to open his heart. And she wants to make this point, so I'm just going to make it because I feel like she's on her, what is it called? Like her something stump. I forget what it's called.
Her high horse, her throne.
Yes. Well,
maybe not.
There's something. I forget.
Podium.
Podium. Yeah. I feel like she really wants to make a speech. Okay. like a valedictorian. I swear. I just heard that word.
Let me just push the other two to the side.
There is someone that is more dominant. She says that man needs to awaken to the fact that women are just as equal. Equality needs to take center stage in the world at this moment. That man needs to awaken to the fact that they are not the dominant species, even though they have been trained that way, trained to think that they control everything, that they are the most empowered, while many of them are beasts laid in wait. I don't know what that means, but that's what I heard. She's saying that they need to adjust to the new energies that are present. Actually, she wants to go back. The new energies, or the energies that have always been, which is that of equality between the sexes. As the creator, this is how she said it, the creator has created everything equally. It is man that has distorted this truth for purposes of power and imprisonment. That's what she said. They need to adjust. Okay. She's taking a step back. I don't know. I felt like she needed to say that.
Okay.
Cooperation is needed, she just said, between everyone right now on the planet for harmony to begin. And it's not just cooperation amongst humans, but cooperation with the land and with the animals, for there to be true harmony on the planet.
Is that something that humans can ever obtain?
She's saying one of them is saying maybe. It seems like yes, but it is a long time coming. That's what she's saying.
That makes sense.
Eventually, she said eventually.
Okay. Gosh. what else do I want to ask? That's a lot of information. Okay, let me think. I'm trying to think of what to ask now. I'm like, that was a lot of information. I had some questions and then they slipped out of my mind. But I guess let's, can we maybe switch it to something else, like not so much doom and gloom of the earth and humans? Was Medusa a real being?
I just heard there were stories about her, and she is greatly misunderstood about who she was and her true nature is what I heard. Many people see her as evil. They keep wanting to say she's greatly misunderstood because they're showing me the head that has like 1,000 snakes out of it.
Was it dreadlocks?
No. They forget her circumstances is what they said. Like what made her that way?
As I'm thinking about it now as an adult, because I really haven't thought about that in a long time, I'm just imagining that in a time where she was at, she was probably a woman that did, you know, very powerful in one way or another, or did some things that
she was a priestess. She was a priestess elevator. Oh, okay. That's what they just said. When you're talking about it, they start talking more.
Yeah, no, because I'm just seeing her that it was, people didn't like her power.
Yeah.
It's probably what it was. And the fact that she was a woman, so they, you know, as man writes history, they start to, you know, turn women into beasts and slaves, and all of a sudden they're witches, and let's just burn them at the stake.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And they said she was a priestess with her own power. And yes, she is greatly misunderstood. They keep saying that man made her, what's the word? Okay, I'm just going to say what they said. Man made her like an inappropriate being is what they said. Something other than what she really is.
Oh, that makes sense. I mean, that's history.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Okay, that's pretty cool. So then, oh my God.
They want to reiterate that she was a priestess. So if people don't know about Medusa, look her up, because they keep saying she was a priestess first.
Like was she actually evil? Did she actually turn on people, or was it not true?
I just heard that. That is not true. She served. I feel like this is a little hairy conversation we're having. I think she served tutelage under Athena. Look this up. I could be wrong. Maybe it's a different goddess, but
I'm like seeing stories, but everything keeps saying that it's about she was evil and she was, but she, it does say she was sent away to the island claiming that no man would want her.
Many stories have been told about her and others just like her who became darkened or beast-like.
Yeah, it's saying that, and I've actually never looked into her history, but I'm reading right here that like she incurred the wrath of Athena because she had a affair with Poseidon. So they transformed her into this monster with snakes for hair. I didn't know that was a thing.
There are, hold on. That is a story. That is a tale you've been told is what I just heard.
Ah! Yeah.
But she's saying, hold on. She did not pursue his love. She did not pursue him. It is the other way around, she just said. And it is greatly misunderstood. And because of this, she was changed. Boom. This is crazy. Like, I can really feel this and hear her. And turned into something else, dragon-like almost, is what she said. Like her face, her features.
Like physically, like using magic? Or like she just ended up looking that way because she didn't have a bath?
Man made her that way. Into something else.
They physically like tortured her to do that?
No, not in the way that you're thinking. Like what's the other word? I can't think of a better word. I've been using this word, so forgive me, but they demonized her, or do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I'm asking like physically, like they did do something to her skin is what I'm asking.
Oh, okay.
That's what I mean. Like, I understand what you're saying that way, but I'm like, did they physically like, you know, torture her, like burn her skin so she looks evil, or like?
No, she said they did not alter her.
Alter, there you go. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay, cool. So that's some cool information. Yeah. I guess so. Then going on to, I'm going to kind of bring it back around. So is there anything? So I know we kind of talked about, you know, this current conditions and stuff, but on an individual level, are there any advice that you can give to people in terms of maybe connecting with you?
Which one?
Do you want people, any of them? Would you like people to connect with you more? Would you like people to work with you and utilize, you know, your energies to help the earth or help them in their personal situations?
They are saying they are delighted to help women empower themselves with grace and knowledge. They encourage women to lift themselves up and to lift each other up. In terms of connection, is what they're saying. Yes, they are willing. They are willing to connect. However, it depends on the person. They keep using the word suitor, but it depends on the person that wishes to connect and explore with them. Not all are ready, she said.
Right.
Some of them think they are, and they are eager, but their energy doesn't coincide. Therefore, they may be denied initially until such time. Others disbelieve. Even though they try, it will make it difficult for them. And then you have yourself. Which self? Me or Erin? She's saying, you, Deanna, you have decided to work with a new frequency or a new energy, and you have made time for it. And that's because you believe. It has been challenging, she said. It has been challenging. But you have pursued it nonetheless. For those who wish to connect on a deeper level to, let's say, work on self-healing or love or other matters of the heart, or to contribute in some way that's important, she's saying, then yes, play your hand, reach out. For some, they will request an offering in advance, some small charm, if you will, is what she's saying. First, and Demeter is speaking, because I asked her who's speaking. And she's showing me, like, for her, a red rose would be a nice offering if they want to connect with her. Others don't necessarily need that. It really depends on who it is you wish to connect with. But they are available, she said. And they are grounded too, she said. Yeah. That's what she said.
Would she be okay if a man wants to work with her?
She said, greatly. Men need the most help.
She said, thank the gods that they're willing.
You said to the gods? Or
No, I said, she's probably saying, thank the gods that a man is willing.
Yes. She's saying, hold on, let me see what else they're saying. She's saying that men need self-love.
Mm-hmm.
And healthy hearts is what she said.
Okay. I was like, that's very true. Okay. So then let me think, what else can I ask? Oh my gosh, there's like so much. I think she actually already said that. So other than like self-love, is there anything else that people can work with either one of you for? Like, you know, or is it just only to, you know, for women and empowerment, or, you know, your heart and stuff? Like, are there any other day-to-day things that they can work with you on that's more, you know, not necessarily going to be a year-long process?
She said day-to-day, such as what? Cooking?
No, I mean, like, people, their day-to-day task is more like, can you please help me get through my job? Can you, you know, someone that might be needing to find a job, can you please help me to do that? Are you the god for that? Or should they be looking to somebody else?
Are you asking her if she oversees those types of things, or just in general?
Like, in general, are there other things that they can help, or is that her only focus? And any of the others can step forward as well. I'm just trying to see, because like I don't always go to like my higher beings or like a specific God to help me get through the day. I'm not going to do that, but I may go through like, okay, like I like to work with my spirit guides. So I'm like, there's this I need you to help me with today. There's this I need you to help me with today. I have a meeting with this, you know, horrible person today. Can you please help me to make sure I communicate effectively rather than going off on this person? First, you know, are they that type of God to work with, you know, or do they just want to have their focus and that's it?
They would like to say that they don't see themselves as quote unquote gods, the way that they have been depicted, that they are energies that are available from a specific realm, and they are available to help with the most minimalist of things to greater things, great and small, is what she said. So for supporting you in your tasks, there are many things that are asked for by others, she said. Yeah. So yes, assisting with, she said, your chores. Your chores is what she said. Basic tasks. That's interesting. Company involvement. I don't know why I heard that. Things related to your pursuits. There are really no limits, is what she's saying. So you may ask and it may be delivered, but remember, it is dependent upon your spirit as well and what it is you wish to learn, as the lessons are the most fruitful and therefore your purpose as well. That's what she said.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I think by company, maybe she was speaking physical company, like the company you work for.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you ask who just said that? Because I felt like it was different.
Who just said that?
Hera or Hera. I don't know if she's pronouncing it Hera, H-E-R-A. That's, okay. I knew it was like softer.
Yeah. I've heard both pronunciations of that.
Okay.
So. Okay. That's pretty cool. And she's been the predominant speaker.
We have all spoken.
So it's been going. Okay. And it
was
so
like they traded places. Like when you were asking about Medusa, Athena was speaking. And then
she's like, let me take charge of this one.
Yeah. And she was even showing me. I could see it. I could see Poseidon. It's like I could see it playing out. It was interesting. But yeah, she's standing there and standing here, and she has like an owl on her left shoulder.
That's super cool. Is she related to owls?
I think so.
I haven't looked her up.
Yes, persistently is what she said. So take a look.
You're like, dang it, look it up already. Okay, I don't know. I'm just looking at images. Oh, she does have an. Is that an owl? What is that? Sorry. I don't know. You might want to cut this part out. But it looked like she had like a headless owl on this picture, but it could have been an old image that fell off or something. So.
No problem.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Oh yeah, she does have owl. She has something on her hand. I don't know if it's an owl or like a smaller angel or something, but something's flying on her hand. I want to say it's an owl. Yeah, okay, this one has an owl. Anyway, that we don't need to waste time on that. But why does Athena have an owl?
Because she is a wise being, and she is known this way amongst many for her wisdom. Men have come to speak to her, even to challenge her. They forget where she comes from, is what I heard.
That's pretty funny. She's like, the hood comes out. No. Okay, that's pretty cool. That is pretty awesome. Let me think, what else could I ask? I wish we had prepped for this more. So then, I know that you three goddesses stepped forward, but are there other, would you prefer, I guess, or is there a, how do I ask this without being like disrespectful, but are there other, you know, I guess first let me ask this, because you did emphasize earlier that you wouldn't really perceive yourself as a god. So actually, can you explain that? And then I can ask my question.
not the way that you think in terms of, she said it is natural for people to think that God is in the clouds somewhere, like, you know, as a man controlling events on earth. It's mm-hmm. not like that. And that's a perception that you hold is what I just heard. It might not be you, but people in general, that's right. kind of a common perception. It is not that they are wielding that type of power is what she said. It's not like that, but they are just goddesses of a realm who have the energy to help humans through their endeavors, she said.
Okay.
We are beings of the light is what she just said. Okay. Talented ones.
Let me emphasize that.
Yes.
Okay. And so actually, so then is our realm, the human realm, the only realm that you interact with and help, or are there other realms and other planets and other energy fields that you interact with and assist with as well?
We focus our energies and talents here. This is where we choose to spend our time the most frequently is what she said. There are other places that are less limited.
No, that's fine. And so then going back to the energy questions, so then, and this is completely, like, I guess a random thing, but, like, you know, because I do believe there's other planets and other beings that are in physical form going through their own incarnations. Are there God realms for those beings and those planets as well? And do you interact with them?
You mean like them in other places?
Like the other places, like, let's say, I don't know, Pallades has a planet with life, for example. I don't know if they do, but if, you know, planet with life, you know, does that planet have their own realm of gods, and do you interact and maybe help each other, you know, with their own, with the beings on their respective planets?
First, as you were saying that, when you said the Pallades, they said they are a light force energy is what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Mystical is also what I just heard. Hold on, let me see.
But that was just an example. That was the
in terms one. Of us willing to help other, she used the word species, so I'm just going to say it. Species, other beings of light. She's speaking about them, but you're asking if there are beings like them in other places.
No, not like them at all. I'm asking if there's, I was using them only as an example. So I'm saying, for example, let's say the Pallades has a planet with physical beings like us, for example, do they have their own, like, I don't know, what's the way to say, hierarchy of physical, energetic, you know, God realm, dragon realm. I'm just kind of giving examples, but like, is there like, are there other realms of God like energies that work with other planets that might be, you know, in a different, like, it's still a God realm, but it may be different from their God realm or goddess realm? Is that, I'm just curious if they work, this is a random question, I'm just curious if they work with other goddess realms on other planets that might be different forms, you know?
She wants to clarify, saying there are other realms for other species. She keeps using that word. And what she's saying, when she's saying species, she means like that are not human.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's what I mean.
Yeah. Hold on. And there are other beings who help them. She's saying in terms of a hierarchy, is that what you really want to know too? Is there like a hierarchy?
Well, I don't know. I don't think hierarchy was the right word to say. I just didn't know how to describe it. So that's, I mean, that's okay. Okay. I'm just curious.
I'm just going to say what she's saying. She's just saying there's limitless planets with limitless helps, and there are other forces of divine energy is what she's saying that help to lift up equally, such as us. So the answer to your question is yes. And she also wants to emphasize this. This isn't the only place. I don't know why. She just wants to talk. She said, this is not the only place of duality, by the way.
Right, right.
People need to understand that. But because there are misperceptions about this, or perceptions about this, she wants to be clear about that because, you know, it's going to be public and people are going to hear it. But she's saying on other realms, there are other spirits who help, similar to the way they do, but of course different.
Yeah.
It is like a pyramid, is what she just said. It is like a pyramid of light with different levels in between that reach upwards towards the pinnacle. I don't know what this is all I'm hearing. So I'm just telling you, and I can see it. It's weird.
That's super way awesome.
Yes, it's very cool. It looks interesting. Who is speaking? Sorry, I must ask. Okay, it's Demeter. Okay, that's who's talking. All right. Sorry.
No, that's pretty cool. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it was just a random question. I'm just curious. You know, I know I do believe, yeah, like every, all of that, I believe that 100%. All right. Wow. I mean, that's a lot of information. Let me think. What else? Do you have any questions, Deanna?
I guess I do. I just want to know, she has something to say to me, but I guess I would like to know why they came today in particular.
Yes.
Because it is an interesting mix. I think they are all Greek, though. I think they're all Greek, so maybe it does make sense. Let me see. First, they said they came to help. They said, I frequently help other people. And that is why they chose to come, because they see that I'm a generous spirit, and our energies coincide or align is what they really said. Our energies align specifically with Hera, talent-wise. And in the mind, you are more like Athena. I think that's what she said. Yeah. Anyway, she said, you know, you lift people up and, hold on. And you're truthful. And that is why they chose to speak through me today. Yeah. That's what she said.
Okay. Am I aligned to work with them?
Specifically you, first I heard.
She's like, no.
I heard, okay, who is speaking? Hold on, because this is kind of funny. Hera is speaking. She said, you're a talented guy.
However, no.
No, no, no. She's saying that you can hear us if you would like. And they're showing me your heart. She's holding up your heart right now. And it's not like it's not darkened or anything. It feels very bright.
It's hilarious because that's what I was thinking. I was going to ask, is it black?
No. No, she said you are a deep thinker.
Oh, God, yeah.
You think many things, she said, frequently and broadly, too, is what she said. Nice. I'm asking, like, who she thinks would best align with your energy from the goddess realm, not the god realm.
Yeah, I know I kept saying god, and then I was like, wait, goddess.
It depends on what you're seeking, Erin, is what she said. What is it that you are looking for? And also, how is it that you wish to help, is what she said. Depending on that, you may learn more about the other goddesses. And if you are curious, and she will say that you are, you may ask them to arrive. And there is a likelihood that they will. I guess... if you want to ask for any last words in general, they can give a message. And then, yeah, she's saying for the world in general to, she said, master self-love, master your mind and your heart. She said, do not make them enemies of each other. That's actually pretty profound.
Master
self-love, master your heart and your mind, and do not make them enemies of each other.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Like, I feel that.
That's a good saying.
It is I know. I was like, girl, you're writing a book and you don't even know it.
Cut this part out. Don't let anyone take it. No.
Yeah, that's pretty profound.
Okay, that's really good. Thank you.
Yes, hold on. I feel like there might have been something else. She also just has a general message, like, I think this is for us, but for others, like, try to enjoy life throughout all the chaos that's happening right now. Still try to enjoy each other. You are all here for a common purpose. Support each other, elevate each other, and laugh with one another. Don't see don't visualize the dark cloud that's been hanging over the earth. Don't focus your energies on that. She's saying so much. She's saying laugh out loud and still live life. And again, yeah, do not speak ill of one another. That's what she said. Regardless of what you see and regardless of what is happening, remember that you are just spirits.
I will do my best.
And that is what will remain, is what she said.